Welcome to Boston Private Perspectives. I'm your host, Jen Dowd, Marketing Director here at Boston Private. As you may know, every October, it's National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, which is a collaborative effort between government and industry to raise awareness about the importance of cybersecurity and to ensure that all Americans have the resources they need to be safer and more secure online. So in that vein, I am joined today by Jilly Shaw, who's an Information Security Assurance Analyst, is also a Certified Information System Security Professional. Thanks for joining me today, Jilly.
Thanks for having me.
So today we're going to go through some tips that may affect everyone's household and really dive into how people can protect themselves against cybersecurity threats. Where should we start?
So I want to start with a soapbox of mine. So somehow at some point in history, people spread the rumor that Macs don't get viruses, Macs don't get malware. That is wrong, completely wrong. Everything can get malware. Your Mac computer can get malware. Your Linux laptop can get malware. Your phone could get malware. Your smart camera that you've set up in your hallway could get malware. And so what you really need to take from that is, because everything can get affected by malware, you really should be thinking about how to protect each and every component of your household that is connected to the internet. Because as long as it's connected to the internet, it can get malware. So one of the best ways to do that is put antivirus on all of your devices. So that would be your computer, your tablet, your phone. Usually if you go out and get an antivirus software, there's a ton out there. It's really up to the individual which one they want. You usually get an X amount of licenses, so you can put it on more than one device. And then as long as you keep up the subscription and keep your antivirus updated, that's going to protect you from the vast majority of malware threats that are out there.
So that makes a ton of sense for devices connected to the internet. I know there's a large trend in people having devices in their home.
Yes, the world of IoT, which is the Internet of Things, is expanding rapidly. Personally, I love it. I live in a very old house, and I am decking it out with everything smart. I want to be able to just lay in bed and say, like, Jim, do this, or Hal, let's call him Hal. Hal, do this for me, and Hal will go off and start making my coffee and turn on the lights and feed my cats and turn on all this stuff. So I don't actually have to do anything. That's my dream. So IoT devices make that sort of start to come into reality. And it makes our lives far more convenient. But what people have to realize is that with that convenience comes a risk. You're essentially allowing your toaster oven to connect to the internet. And if it's connected to a network, if it's connected to the internet, it is vulnerable to attack, whether that be something like a malware, or it could be actually someone trying to hack in. I remember there was a video online where, now that cars are kind of becoming smart devices, there was, I think it was a Toyota, but I'm not 100% sure. And a bunch of people showed how to hack into it, and the car was going like 80 on a treadmill thing, and they just made it stop, like remotely. Mm-hmm. So it's a risk. And while you might not be that disappointed if all of a sudden your microwave won't work, but if your coffee maker won't work, I don't know about you, but I would be hitting the roof. I'd have a huge issue with that. But it gets worse, especially since a lot of medical devices are starting to connect to the internet as well.
Oh, okay.
So it could be disastrous if something were to happen. Now, IoT devices, unlike mobile devices or laptops, unfortunately are not smart enough usually to put antivirus directly on them. So the best way to protect them is to protect your network, so your home Wi-Fi. Put a good password on it, make sure it's encrypted with like WPA2.
What does that mean?
So WPA2 is a level of encryption and security mm-hmm. for wireless. If you call your wireless provider, they'll be able to set that up for you.
Okay.
Yeah. So protect that. Don't give your password out to everybody. Don't let your neighbors hop onto your wireless. It's your wireless. You pay for it. You should control who's on it. There are tools out there that'll help you protect your network.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much a lot of the antivirus companies also have things that protect networks. And that will allow you to protect the weaker entry points into your home, because while you might not be devastated if your toaster, like I said before, gets hacked into, that's an in for someone in the network to then hop onto your phone mm-hmm. or to hop onto your laptop or your kid's computer. Like it gives a malicious entity that entry point into your little world that is your home.
Got it.
Yes.
What else should folks keep in mind?
So while I've been talking a lot about the more technical aspect of what you should do to protect yourself, there's also always the personal aspect. Us as humans are sometimes the weakest link in a technical environment. So things like identity theft and social engineering attacks target us as individuals rather than the machines that we're on, because most people don't spend that much time creating these super complex passwords to their bank account or their email, or they don't necessarily go through the time shredding all their documents or deleting emails or what have you. So when you leave these kind of things open, you leave yourself open to various identity thefts. If you have all of your if your password to your bank account is your dog's name plus your birthday, hopping onto your Facebook might give them that information, and then they can get into your bank account. And that would allow somebody to actually go in and then mess around with your money,
mm-hmm.
essentially. Or pretend to be you. There's a lot of instances where someone's email will get hacked. And so someone pretending to be that person will email their bank and say, hey, transfer funds to this random bank account in some random country. And because they're from that email address, sometimes people will fall for that and all of a sudden your money's gone.
It's trusted. Yeah, so not only even just hacking into email, but then using that identity theft to become you and malicious activity.
Yeah, so how that sometimes gets to be is that people go through social engineering attacks. So while a lot of people at their companies will talk about phishing, social engineering for a person is a lot more subtle, but at the end, a lot easier. A conversation in a coffee shop asking you about your kids. It could be checking out your Facebook page or your Twitter and finding out about you. It could be simply overhearing you give your email address to a store that you're in so you can get rewards. Like all of these things that you don't really think about at the time because you want that 15% discount on this dress that you got from Ann Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just going to give your email. Well, when you talk, everybody else can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're essentially giving your email address out to everybody around.
Yeah.
So just be careful of these kind of things. You have to be cognizant of saying like, well, if I give my email address, yeah, I get this discount, but also then I'm saying this email address out in public. And do I care about that? Some people do, some people don't.
It's like reading your credit card number out loud.
Yeah.
Letting people have all that information. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of the things that people really have to stop and think about before they act. Another form of social engineering attack is pretty much phishing. It is when you get those, hey, you've won $1 million. You just need to give me your email and password to log in. Or, oh, you just need to give me your bank account information to get this reward of some sort. Pretty much whenever you get an email that is sounds too good to be true, it is.
Oh, okay.
You don't have a royal relative out there in the world that is just needs $5,000 of your money. And if you do that for them, they're going to shower you with all of the wealth that they have. Like things like that. Just does it really happen that often? No. Mm-hmm. Could it happen? I guess theoretically, but chances are it's not. And really those kind of emails, or even nowadays you'll see them in text messages or Facebook posts, are really just phishing attempts to gather information from you so that they can get into your bank account, into your Facebook account, into your email account, pretend to be you, and start acting on behalf of you. And really, you have to be very careful with that and what kind of information you put out.
Yeah.
A good protection from that is create random passwords. Get a password vault. They're free most of the time. They're available everywhere. There's a ton of different kinds that are out there. It's really up to an individual's preference which one. And use that to actually store complex passwords. If your password isn't based on your pet's name and your birthday, then someone seeing that information on Facebook isn't going to do anything for them. And I will say, I know that my parents are guilty of this. They write down all their password in a little booklet right next to the computer. It annoys me to no end, because then if someone can get into the house, you're essentially giving them a nice convenient location of all of your passwords.
Right.
And login information.
Yeah.
You're just making it more convenient for someone to steal all of that. Mm-hmm. And while I hope that no one ever gets their house broken into, sometimes it's a reality. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you accidentally leave your bag in a taxi while you're going to the airport. Sometimes things get lost. And what you don't want is to have the things that get lost be your password to your bank account, mm-hmm, or to your government agency or what have you, or even worse, your company network. Well, I don't know if it's necessarily worse. They're all pretty bad, but it's the sort of the making it riskier for when something bad does happen. It has a worse impact than if you were to keep it in a more secure place, like a password vault.
Yeah, take those small steps to keep yourself safer.
Yes.
And we talked a lot about convenience. I know a lot of browsers, like web browsers, will let you save passwords for sites as you're logging into. How do you feel about those?
So those, have I used them in my life? Yes. Do I recommend them? Typically no, because of how the browsers save those passwords. So if you tell Internet Explorer, hey, save my password to all these sites, they're all stored at the same location on everyone's computer. Mm-hmm. So if I were to get a computer, I know exactly where to go to actually pull out those passwords and see them. Really storing them in a password vault is better. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are a lot of password vaults that actually integrate into your browser so that you can pull the credentials straight into the website. And it works similarly to how when you hit remember me or remember this password, works the same way, but it's actually stored encrypted in a secure location.
So same convenience, but protected slightly more.
Yes.
Great. That's a lot of really helpful information. Thank you, Jilly. And so if anyone is looking for more information and other tips for Cybersecurity Awareness Month, we'll be publishing a lot of the great information that Jilly and her team create here at Boston Private, which is on our website, bostonprivate.com/secure. I also encourage you to follow us on social media. We're on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also find a lot of all this information. We've been posting it throughout the month. I'd also encourage you to subscribe to this podcast, Boston Private Perspectives, on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you choose to listen. So thanks again for joining us today. Thanks, Jilly.
Well, thank you for having me. I'll come back anytime. Love talking about security.